Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, these are 10 deep value stocks in 2024 that may beat the market based on strong fundamentals and being undervalued. In this video, we're covering the top 10 stocks from Toby Carlyle's Acquirers Fund, starting with number 10, Blackstone Minerals LP. Blackstone Minerals is a $3.4 billion company that trades in between its 52-week high and low. In the last 5 years, the company is up more than four times from their spring 2020 market crash lows. Blackstone Minerals owns oil and natural gas mineral rights. It's comprised of mineral and royalty assets, and it's been expanding through acquisitions. Generally, with a recent run-up, Blackstone might be a little ahead of its valuations. Today, it has a stock price of just under $17 per share, and most of these fair values are around the $13 to $14 range. Indeed, when we look at a GF value, today this comes in at just under $14 per share. With a stock price of around $17 per share, this says that the company may be as much as 20% overvalued. However, keep in mind, because of these mineral rights and because how they can swing year to year, this may not be as accurate for the business as some others. Generally, since their stock crash in 2020, their stock has been on a tear, rebounding and generally trading up and to the right. Right now, Blackstone Minerals is owned by just one super investor, and it's a minuscule position, not meaningful at all. On average, these stocks trade at 9x earnings, have strong cash from operations, good fundamentals, and have recently shown business momentum. They may not be buy and hold forever companies, but generally they still might be very good values. We'll review where each stock trades, see which investors own them, and try to figure out what they're worth. Remember, this isn't financial advice. It isn't a buy or sell recommendation of any security. Use common sense and do what's right for you. Now let's get back to our list and look at number 9. At number 9, we have Steel Dynamics. This is a $23.5 billion market cap company that trades at its 52-week highs. Steel Dynamics is a scrap-based mini-mill steel producer. Throughout its history, it's actually done quite well, although it has been cyclical at some times. As a cyclical business operating within a cyclical industry like steel, it might be harder to get a good read on its valuations, where often the company can look the cheapest just when it's at the top of a cycle. The company looks like it's out ahead of where it's traded for in the past and its Graham number and a DCF. However, it does trade under its projected free cash flow and its Peter Lynch value. But keep in mind that doesn't always account for these cyclical businesses. With some of that lack of predictability, today a GF value for the company comes in at $101 per share. That's $47 below their current stock price, meaning the stock may be overvalued by as much as 46%. If these last two companies were overvalued, why are they in this portfolio? A lot of this has to do with the run-up that these last two companies have seen recently and the adage of letting your winners run. Holding this as the market rebounded would have been quite profitable. No super investors own Steel Dynamics today, but the most recent holding was from Lee Ainsley of Maverick Capital. He bought into this company three separate times between 2017 and 2021, before fully exiting his position in the second quarter of 2021. ICL Group is the eighth company on our list. This is a $7 billion market cap business that trades in between its 52-week high and low. Since it peaked in the spring of 2022, this company's stock price has declined by more than half. So, is it a potential bargain? ICL Group manufactures products based on minerals. It has four segments that include phosphate solutions, potash, industrial products, and growth solutions. Many of the company's products serve either the agricultural, pharmaceutical, or additives industries. Today, it looks like ICL Group is coming in below most conventional standards for valuation. It falls well below its projected free cash flow, median price to sales value, and Graham number, and it's less than half of its Peter Lynch value. While the company has been declining recently, today a GF value comes in at $7.80. That's 35% above their current stock price, meaning this business may be undervalued. Again, First Eagle Investment Management is the only super investor who has a position in ICL. This was also the case in Blackstone Minerals. In the seventh spot, we have Commercial Metals. This is a $6.8 billion company that trades at its 52-week highs. Commercial Metals manufactures rebar and structural steel in the United States. It operates steel mills, fabrication plants, and metal recycling facilities. The company has had a huge run-up in recent years, where over that time, it's beat the market by quite a bit. When we look at the company's history, Commercial Metals has actually been a long-term compounder. It looked like they really hit a peak and were in bubble territory prior to the global financial crisis, but more recently, after the COVID stock market crash, Commercial Metals has fared very well, taking off and reaching all-time highs. This is another stock that's been allowed to run, but unlike some others, it doesn't look like it's too far out ahead of its valuations. Again, this is a cyclical business, so you want to be careful that you're not paying top dollar for peak earnings. Still, Commercial Metals comes in below its Graham number and just out above its projected free cash flow value. But when we look at the company's earnings power and their median price to sales, it looks like they're pretty far out ahead of these. This is why a GF value for the company comes in at $45 per share. That's $13 below their current stock price, implying about a 30% decline. Two super investors own Commercial Metals today, and they're the two super investors we've seen so far, First Eagle Investment Management and Lee Ainsley. This seems to be a recurring trend with some of these deep value positions. In the sixth spot, we have Warrior Met Coal. This is a $3.2 billion metallurgical coal company that trades $11 below its 52-week high. Super investor Monish Babrai recently added to Warrior Met Coal in the last quarter of 2023. This is part of his broader basket bet in coal stocks, which make up about 25% of his assets under management. Warrior Met Coal looks undervalued when we look at the company's projected free cash flow, Graham number, and Peter Lynch values. It's not quite cheap enough to be valued on an asset basis, but if it can keep up these earnings and free cash flows, things could turn out very well for the company. Even still, a GF value comes in at $41 per share. Still, their stock price is nearly $60 per share, so if it's valued on an asset basis, it looks to be about 43% overvalued. You'll have to see if its cash flows can be sustainable enough for it to be really valued on that basis. SM Energy is the fifth company on our list of deep value stocks. Today, it has a market cap of $5.8 billion and trades at its 52-week highs. The company seemingly came back from the grave after hitting a low of just over $1 a share at the end of 2020. It's up more than 50 times. Still, this is a far cry from where it traded at its all-time highs, which it hit back in 2013. SM Energy is an independent energy company that's engaged in acquisition, exploration, development, and production of crude oil, natural gas, and natural gas liquids. Most of its sales and earnings are based on oil production. SM Energy is ahead of all of its valuations besides its Graham number, which today comes in at $64 per share. Again, the company's had quite the rebound, coming back from being over 90% undervalued at the end of 2020. Today, it looks like the same cycle that has propelled it higher in the last handful of years may have overdone things by a bit. Its stock price comes in around $17 above its GF value, which says the company may be about 50% overvalued. So SM Energy is something you'd want to watch out. So far, most of these companies have been relatively cyclical that we've looked at. First Eagle Investment is again the only super investor who owns SM Energy. It's not a meaningful position, but are we starting to see a pattern? At number four on our list, we have Virtu Financial. This is a $1.8 billion company that trades at its 52-week highs. This is while the company's down 40% from its local high of $37 in April of 2022. Virtu Financial is a market maker and liquidity provider for financial markets. It operates across cash, futures, and options markets that span equities, options, fixed income, currencies, and commodities. Since it got its start in the public markets in 2015, things have been a roller coaster ride for shareholders, with a fair share of ups and downs. Even still, Virtu looks like it's trading well below its earnings power and its projected free cash flows, but it's trading right at its Peter Lynch value and its GF value. A GF Value comes in at $21 per share, and indeed with a recent run-up in its stock price of 30%, that's also its share price today. It looks like the company is almost exactly fairly valued according to this. While it's not owned by any super investors right now, Virtu Financial was owned by, you guessed it, Lee Ainslie, who exited the position in the third quarter of 2023. As we move into our top three, you'll start to see some more familiar names. In the number three spot, we have Crocs. This is an $8.7 billion fashion company famous for its footwear. Crocs still trades $40 below its all-time high that it hit in 2021, but this company, as a public business, since being listed in 2006, has seen its fair share of highs and lows. At one point during the global financial crisis, it traded as low as 94 cents per share, so investors almost got a 200 bagger if you would have timed this one exactly. Crocs has been pretty hyped in recent years, and I've covered the company in depth on the channel, which you can see here. This is another case of letting your winners run. Right now, the company only looks attractive compared to its Peter Lynch value. It's just a little bit ahead of its GF value, but it comes in a fair bit ahead of its projected free cash flows, its median price to sales ratio, and its earnings power. Since November of 2023, the company's share price is up more than 40%. Right now, it trades at $139 per share, $9 above its GF value. While it's slightly above, fair value is a range, so it looks like Crocs is around fairly valued. Notice the trend line and how gradual it is for the company's fair value compared to how their stock has moved in the last 5 years alone. It's quite the difference. Here, we're finally seeing different super investors with a position in the company. Crocs is owned by two super investors, Samantha McLemore and Bill Miller. Recently, both have added to it in the fourth quarter of 2023. With the company's run-up since then, if they've held on, they've made a lot of money out of Crocs. What do we have as the number two company on our list? It's CNX Resources. This is a $3.6 billion company that trades at its 52-week highs. CNX is a natural gas and midstream company that was split off from Consol Energy. The company does quite a bit of hedging, and it has the distinction of having William Thorndike on its board. He's the famous author of the book The Outsiders, about eight CEOs who had superior capital allocation track records and returns for shareholders throughout their CEO tenureship. As the author of that book, he knows about great capital allocation, and that's probably what he's bringing as a director to this business. CNX is engaged in a lot of hedging, which can kind of distort its financials a bit, but the company looks to be trading around its tangible book value, its Graham number, and it's a little below its projected free cash flows. The business transformed itself in recent years, but it's still subject to some decent swings in overall value. Generally, these should even out over time, but today it has a stock price of $24 per share and a GF value comes in at $13 per share, meaning it may be overvalued by as much as 82%. Keep in mind that hedging the company does, which will make you want to go deeper into the company's financials. This again, though, is another company that's been allowed to run, and that's why it makes up such a big position in the portfolio. Two super investors own CNX Resources today. No surprise again, it's First Eagle Investment Management with just a minuscule position. But coming in with the biggest super investor position we've seen so far, Mason Hawkins has 5.7% of his portfolio in CNX. He's held this company for a while, and since buying in all the way back in 2012, he's down quite a bit on his position. This has fallen by about half for him. Now, are you ready for the big reveal? At the number one spot, the big company of them all, we have Encore Wire. It's a $4.5 billion business that trades $5 below its 52-week highs. Encore's beat the market by a ton recently, where it's had a huge run-up amid constrained supply with the electrical wire and cabling business. This constraint in copper cabling has taken the business from a $40 stock to trading at $267 today. Over its history, it's been a long-term compounder, but this has not been a smooth ride for shareholders. The company's made most of its money during these boom periods and has been pretty flat otherwise. Still, it has trended upwards. This is another business that's been allowed to run. It trades right at its projected free cash flow number, but it's out $30 ahead of its Graham value. The Peter Lynch value doesn't help us the most with these cyclical businesses, as it trades just around half of that. In all likelihood, these are probably pretty good earnings for Encore Wire, and you wouldn't want to pay peak Peter Lynch multiples. Otherwise, the company's out ahead of its asset value and where it's traded for in the past. This could still be an interesting business to look at, but it's had a pretty steep run-up in the past handful of years alone. Today, its GF value comes in at $170 per share, which is nearly $90 below its current stock price. This says the company has around 55% to fall. Encore Wire is owned by two super investors, Bill Miller, who we saw also invested in Crocs, and First Eagle Investment Management, a very small position from them, similar to the sizing of most of these other companies we've seen their investments in. Both these super investors added to the position in the most recent quarter. What are your thoughts on the Acquirers Fund deep value stocks that we've looked at today? Share a stock from this list you'd want to see an in-depth analysis of. If you want to learn about more opportunities in the market, watch this next video.